Hi, my name is Alex Lofton. I'm one of the co-founders of Landed. We are on a mission to help essential professionals build financial security in the communities they serve, ultimately helping to reduce wealth inequality. The reason I started Landed starts with my family story. My mom was a fourth grade school teacher. My dad was a social worker outside Seattle, and I won the lottery on love and support, but money was always tight in the house. And it wasn't until my grandmother passed along her house that I experienced the power of home ownership. How that can be a game changer. It sent me to the college I went to, it helped my parents retire. And ultimately, it was because we had a home transferred to us. Intergenerational wealth being transferred is what changed my family's story. And I wanted to figure out a way to democratize the tools of high finance, how people build wealth for a lot more people so they don't have to have a bank of mom and dad to get started in buying a home and build wealth. So how does Landed work? Basically, when a school or a hospital or a city is worried about losing its staff, they'll partner with Landed and message out to all their staff that, hey, if you're thinking about leaving because of high costs of housing, look at this company, Landed. They'll sign up on our website, landed.com. They'll talk to one of our teammates and navigate what makes the best sense for them to try to get to buying a home. And ultimately, most people are interested in our down payment program. That down payment program is a shared equity down payment program. We can offer up to $120,000 in most cases for people living in places like San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, Washington, D.C., these kinds of expensive metro markets where the price of homes are going up. It costs a lot of money to just rent your home and live. You can't also save for a down payment. There's just not enough money at the end of the day. So oftentimes, the only people who can get over that hurdle is the people who can go to a bank of mom and dad. And not everybody has a bank of mom and dad to get them started, to get a down payment support, especially brown and black people in our country. And so our down payment support can be a replacement for that to help people get to a 20% down payment. They can get into the home that they want, have their month-to-month mortgage payments be relatively affordable. And then when they build equity in the home, they can end the partnership with Landed and share in the investment, the share in part of the change in value of the home at that point. We started with teachers first, ultimately because we were at Stanford University. We learned a lot about how they retain their staff and found out, hey, they have a shared equity program. What if we scaled that to public schools like where my mom worked? My mom was a public school teacher and would have used this support. And so there was a lot of personal connection and interest in this particular group. And recognize this is also a group that is relatively paid enough to afford a month to month, but not enough to do that and save for a down payment. It should always be paid more, but this was a group that could really use our product. And now we've expanded that to other essential professionals, people who have been on the front lines of COVID, protecting all of us in the healthcare industry, those who work for city and state government, those who are helping with their recovery from this pandemic. These are the types of people that are the infrastructure of where we live. They can't just pick up and leave, take their laptop and work remotely. They need to be and want to be in our communities, and they're upholding us that way. We should uphold them. We started in the San Francisco Bay Area, our backyard where we lived. We then expanded to Los Angeles, Seattle, Denver, and now in Hawaii, in Portland, in Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C., Boston, New York, and have plans to expand really soon to places like Atlanta, Tampa, Charlotte, Phoenix, all places that are growing rapidly and seeing this phenomenon where higher prices, more people needing to flee. And therefore, schools not being able to retain talent, hospitals not being able to retain talent, our cities not being able to retain talent. And that is not a destination that any of us want to go. I think the biggest stumbling block as an entrepreneur and starting something that doesn't exist is recognizing how much relative patience you need to have in the early days to figure out, to find that product market fit and get that piece right so that you can then scale. It takes planning, focus, trial and error, a lot of iteration. That can be frustrating if you're someone who wants it today. But I think that tension is the thing you just have to learn to manage. This last year, with the focus on George Floyd's death, as a Black entrepreneur, I think one of the things that was hard, beyond the obvious, which is it was a tragedy and it's horrible, and all of a sudden, everyone wanted to talk about it. Or everybody was expecting you to talk about it at every turn. And on one hand, dealing with the fact that you're looking at something that looks relatively like you being killed by police, and on the other hand, supposed to be talking eloquently and supportively to other people, like you have some sort of grand answer to everything. I was lucky because I have a really supportive husband, really supportive friends and family who I can go to and kind of regroup, recenter, and then reengage. Being a person of color in moments like this can be tough when you add it on to all the other things. We still were trying to run a business and, you know, make the numbers, and putting all that together was tough. But, you know, resilience comes from that. You learn a lot. I actually, at the end of the day, am always thankful for these hard moments because you learn a lot from it. So during the pandemic, one of the things that we learned at Landed was never let a crisis go to waste. We were already a semi-remote team before, but going and being remote first, opening ourselves up to recruiting people from all corners of the country, we had a diverse team overnight compared to what we had before. One of the things that the pandemic taught us, especially the pandemic plus the kind of racial awakening that this country is going through, is the need for more tools for people to access pathways to building wealth. And in this country, we aren't going to do anything to solve wealth inequality without addressing homeownership challenges. You can't address homeownership challenges without addressing specifically this down payment challenge, this bank of mom and dad that people don't have challenge. Because when you look at the data, the majority of people who are in this bucket, this 15 million plus bucket, are people of color. Black and brown people can't access homeownership. So although we've always designed our product to be accessible to everyone who's in this low to middle income bracket, the reality of that is by designing our product that way, it's very much focused on Black families, brown families, those who haven't traditionally been able to buy homes as easily as others, have a better shot of doing so. I love Clint and Miriam. I know I'm not supposed to love, it's too lovey-dovey, but it's true, I really do love them. It has felt like a true partnership. Yes, they're investors and the money is great. The money has been a central part of what's kept the air, the oxygen in our company. But sitting down with Clint Miriam early on, Clint specifically, and running through his process to really evaluate our business idea and model, just using a pure logic model and taking the time to sit down and do that, not in a judgmental way, but from a place of pure curiosity, looking for opportunities to improve that plan, felt really supportive. And then since then, Miriam's consistent orientation around the importance of telling your story, getting your story out there in a way that connects with diverse audiences, making sure your team is diverse and as a diverse team feels supported, programs that they've helped, they've invited us to and facilitated that we've been a part of has been critical in building the company. So tremendous gratitude for being in partnership with them. Right now is a really exciting time at Landed. We're hitting that escape velocity. The key pieces are coming together. Our product is what people really want. We are in, you know, a dozen markets, metro markets, but are going to a dozen plus more right now, hitting the 15 plus million people who could afford to buy a home if they just had this down payment support, raising millions of dollars in capital for our down payment program to expand that program, adding new business lines. We now have a joint venture mortgage business. We're looking at other insurance and other product lines. All these things added up are leading us to the point where we can really reach the millions of people that are like my mom and dad, the public school teacher, the social worker who are working hard, want to build a life for themselves and their families, but just need a little help to get into the path to building wealth and owning a home. So true scale means truly making a dent in one of the biggest challenges of our time.